Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the Be Here Now so you can be here tomorrow, when today's featured artist is a global sensation in the world of jazz. And his name is Taylor Ho Bynum. Now, I've known Taylor for years. We were introduced by a very familiar person on this Jazz Ready podcast, Fred Ho. You've heard me tell you how many people he's introduced me to. Well, Taylor Ho Bynum has been one of them, and in my life since we met so many years ago. And he is someone who always shows up. You ask Taylor, hey, Taylor, can you help with? And before the sentence is out, he is in his car. And people here in Springfield know that. He was with us for a fundraiser and a celebration at City Stage Theater. He was with us at the Bing Art Center. And he has been by my side, always there for me when I've needed him. And, you know, that's what matters in life. When you start worrying about what you're accomplishing or what your resume looks like or how much money you've got in the bank, think about the friends you have that love you, and more importantly, the friends that you love. I'm going to be right back to tell you a little bit more about Taylor, the work you're going to listen to, and all of the beautiful artists involved in this production. Hold on now. Composer Taylor Ho Bynum is someone who always remembers and acknowledges the shoulders on which he stands. It's one of the reasons I so respect and admire him. He's best known for his long collaborations with creative music legends like Anthony Braxton, Cecil Taylor, and Bill Dixon. I salute you all. And forward-thinking peers like Mary Halverson, Jason Cao Wang, Ingrid Laubrock, and Tamika Reed. While Bynum is intimately familiar with large-scale orchestral projects, having premiered compositions with the Scottish BBC Symphony Orchestra and the Tricentric Orchestra, and having produced and co-conducted Anthony Braxton's last two operas, The Temp is Taylor Ho Bynum's most personally ambitious orchestra work to date, and we get to hear it here on Jazz Ready. The music blends the predetermined and the spontaneous. Isn't that the juice of life, though? Through a series of movements that seamlessly shift between and through composed passages and conducted improvisations for the full ensemble. The composition uses two conductors, sometimes working simultaneously with two of the instrumental improvisers and the two vocal soloists embodying the two lead characters, supported by a choir of workers' voices. Unlike many jazz classical hybrids, where improvisation is relegated to a light flavoring, you know, when the salt goes on cheap on the pretzel, well, Taylor's not going for that. In this work, improvisation is the main course, embedded within the performance practice of the entire ensemble. And as I said, this oratorio is entitled The Temp. And he wrote it with the librettist Matea Harvey, a very well-known Guggenheim Award-winning poet. The work was recorded live in concert at Dartmouth's Spalding Auditorium on February 22nd of 2020, just weeks before the pandemic shutdown, with a 65-member ensemble combining two of Hopkins Center's flagship student ensembles, the Coast Jazz Orchestra under Taylor's direction and the Dartmouth Symphony Orchestra conducted by Filippo Ciabatti, with an exceptional group of guest soloists. Vocalist Kyoko Kitamura and Michael Mayo, saxophonist Jim Hobbs, trombonist Bill Lowe, drummer Thomas Fujiwara, and violinist Erica Dicker. And we're going to listen to the oratorio now, The Temp, and afterwards I want to come back and share with you a very juicy quote from Taylor Ho Bynum himself. Here it is, folks, The Temp, an oratorio by composer Taylor Hope Bynum and librettist Matea Harvey. Hold on now.
How sharp is love? I must ask forgiveness.
I'm not a picture of an open door. I set me free.
We just experienced The Temp, an oratorio by composer Taylor Ho Bynum, with libretto by renowned poet Matea Harvey. Taylor didn't consider the use of student musicians a compromise, but a rare opportunity for the extended time and rehearsal needed to develop a truly cross-genre orchestral experience. And might I add, it was also an intergenerational experience, which I find is so absolutely necessary in these times, that circular electrical current of shared learning that happens when people of all ages come together to create. Taylor tells us, "Too often when classical orchestras collaborate with musicians coming from jazz, improvisation, and other Black musical traditions, there is a heavy whiff of patronization, like they're gifting an opportunity to the poor composers from other genres, rather than a full-fledged embrace of improvisation as a practice and an art form. And composers of any background are lucky to have a few hours of rehearsal in most orchestral commissions. But this was a true and deep collaboration with Filippo and his orchestra, and workshops and rehearsals spread out over 2 months, which allowed the two ensembles to really develop a shared vocabulary, to become one musical entity. I knew the guest artists would be outstanding. They are some of my most trusted collaborators and old friends. But I was profoundly moved by the performances of the young musicians in the orchestra and choir. They more than rose to the occasion. I cannot imagine a more honest and powerful performance of this music, let alone the timing of it. So close to the world changing so dramatically. When we first got the video, Matea and I were talking about how hard it was to watch without tearing up, just to see that many people all on stage together." End quote. Thank you, Taylor, for those important words. Yes, we all have to be on stage and in this moment, jazz ready together. And you are the very definition of what it means to be jazz ready, Taylor Ho Bynum. I thank you, and I thank all of your colleagues for bringing us this wonderful work, and I thank all of our listeners for continuing to share the links, to share the love, and I look forward to feeling all of you again soon, so that together we can all be jazz ready to share this world stage together with equity and social justice, and best of all, unconditional love. I'll feel you all again soon.